Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. May God bless you, Brother George. Maybe we can sing that song, "In the sweet by and by there's a land that is fairer than day." KG, I think it's KG.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it at far. For the Father waits over the way, prepare us a dwelling place there, in the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by. Shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious song of the blessed, and our spirits shall sorrow no more. Sigh for the blessing of rest in the sweet by and by. Shall we on that beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore, to our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise. Blessings that hallows our day, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Blessings that hallows our days, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore, in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful by and by. When all the saints of God are gathered on, we will tell the story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. We are often tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. What dark skies are on the depths, seed and bright sunshine in that land of perfect day. When the mists are rolled away, we will understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered on, we will tell the story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands, one of food and one of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. We are trusting in the Lord and according to His word, we will understand saints of God are gathered on, we will tell the story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. Temptations, hidden snares, often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for many thoughtless words or deeds. And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathered on, we will tell the story how we overcome, for we'll understand it better by and by. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting God. What a blessedness, for the peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting God. Leaning, leaning from all alarm, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting God. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting God. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting God. Secure from all alarms, leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting God. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting God. Have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting God. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning on the everlasting God.
Amen. Maybe you can sing Ki-i. They that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. Amen. Lord, teach me wait on you. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord.
From you, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord. Faith renewed, keep my eyes on Thee. Help me be on this earth what You want me to be. And I wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings.
I bless your name like Paul and Silas, just a little bit different circumstances. Amen. Gigi. In prison's chain, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night. Your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless you. Some midnight hour, if you should find you're in the prison in your mind, reach out and praise, divine. I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your time so hard. Reach out by faith to heights unknown, and you will find you're not alone. I bless your name.
give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light that took the way. I bless your name. I bless your name.
Time of prayer, saints. Let's start the service in prayer. Whatever's on your heart, let's bless his name. Let's come before the Lord. Let's all pray. Jesus, it's wonderful, Lord, to be able to pray. It's wonderful.
Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness, your goodness.
Bye.
bless you, saints. God bless each one this evening. God bless Brother Ellie and family. Good to see you back. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 29. Let's get a scripture from there. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Very familiar scripture. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Amen. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Amen. So where there's no vision, the people perish. Amen. Let's ask the Lord's blessing. Lord, please bless your word. Hallelujah. Guide us in all that we say. Quicken us this night, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's be seated. God bless you, saints. Greetings to the people that are at home as well. Just wanted to speak just a little bit before we come to pray, just concerning the vision, maybe renewing the vision. Yeah, it's a turn of time. We know that New Year's is a turn of time. And it's a good time to ask ourselves, what is our vision? What is our motive? What is our objective for 2023? Now, you don't want to enter into something without a vision. You don't want to have a purpose. You don't want to have some clarity. Now, if you're looking at yourself, spiritually speaking, you might have a very clear vision to say, this year I'm going to get such and such qualification, or I'm going to get a house, or I'm going to travel here on my holiday, which is okay. That's all part of your natural vision. But it's the spiritual vision that we're speaking about. The Bible's telling us without a vision, which is a redemptive revelation, without a revelation, without the Lord revealing something to you, people perish. You know, people let the guard down. You don't really do very much without a vision. You can't do very much without a vision. But as we finish off 2022, as we've come into 2023, if your spiritual vision is not yet clear now, that's okay. Because at any junction in life, you have a look inside of the Bible, you'll find there are many other people in a similar situation. They got to that stage where they were trying to seek, okay, what is it that the Lord requires of me? What is it that the Lord is looking for me to do? Even at prophetic junctions in time, look at the different junctions in the Bible, you'll find there were people like this. And the one that I always love, I really am so thankful to the Lord that he put the book of Nehemiah in the Bible. It's a powerful book. Because Nehemiah, he really, at the beginning of the book of Nehemiah, he wasn't a man of vision. He was a sincere brother. He was a good man. He was a really good worker in his job. He got promoted to great honor in his job, but he didn't yet have a vision. And he had to go through a process to get a vision. And that transformed his life and transformed him from being just a good man to being a man of vision. The prophet speaks of men of vision. And I'd say that's a really important thing as we come into this new year. And I just had a few thoughts maybe of what we could do. Maybe we'll speak about a little bit on Sunday. That if you have lost your vision, or if you're not too sure of your vision for 2023, and even us as a church, what is our vision? What is our aim? What is our objective for this year that lays before? You don't want to just be aimless in life. No, we want to be people of vision. It's a very, very important thing. And Nehemiah had to have a time of sincere seeking. He had to sincerely seek the Lord. And then he went through a process, and we'll have a look at it. And it's always the same process. If you want to renew the vision, if you want the Lord to really clear your vision, to give you a clear vision for 2023, you'll find that it's not different than anybody else in the Bible who needed a vision. There's always the same things that the Lord really expects of us, and God is always faithful to give us that vision. So Nehemiah, he was at this time. He was really at this junction inside of his life, and he's just going from day to day, which is okay. But it's far better to have a vision. It's far better to have something that you're aiming at. Daniel was the same. They always go together. Daniel, he could see it was a prophetic time, but he wasn't sure what needed to be done in Daniel chapter 9. He wasn't sure of what is my vision? What is my purpose? What am I supposed to do at this time? Now, what are the practical things? What is the Lord expecting of me? What is the Lord asking of me at this time? And friends, to say it really clearly is, vision, this like spiritual vision, is very individual. Yes, we can have a vision as a church, we can have a vision as a family, we must do those things. But it's your personal vision, that private vision, that that individual vision, that's something where it's between you and the Lord. Now that you really see what it is the Lord wants you to do. You can see, Lord, I really can see what you're wanting me to do. Because your vision is going to involve your use of resources. It's going to involve your use of time. It's going to involve, what parts of the word you're going to read, where you're going to listen in the message. All of that's tied into your vision. Because if you have a vision, if you can really say, Lord, I think you want me to go this direction, you're going to start channeling everything in that direction, because you know you know who you are. You know the direction that the Lord wants you to go. Whereas when you don't have a vision, you just become a little bit aimless. You listen to this, and then you listen to something totally unrelated. You read this in the Bible. You open up a random page on a Monday, and yeah, that's okay. You know, but I don't know. I think it's wonderful if you have a vision, if you have a purpose. You know, if there's something that you've been called towards something, and now you're starting to get a focus once again. There's something really important about that. When they speak about the principles of war, we've spoken of Clausewitz before, the 9 principles of war. But there's other people that have principles of war. And I found one the other day which was really interesting. It's called the master principle of war. Do you know what the master principle of war is in military academy? It's the selection and maintenance of the aim. That's the most important principle in war, is what are you selecting as the aim, and how do you maintain your focus to get to the aim? Yeah, and that's really what they say war is all about, is having the right aim, you know, knowing what it is that needs to be done. So you find, okay, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And now the key to it is maintaining yourself until you meet that objective, because there's going to be many things going to come in to pull you aside, many eventualities, many things that you didn't expect. And this is what vision really is. Vision gives you the clarity of what is my aim. What is my aim at this time? And there's a certain, because vision is revelation. Vision is the Lord laying something upon you like he did to Nehemiah. Vision comes with a quickening power. You know, so when we say in the principles of war that in taking the initiative is very important, vision gives you initiative now. When you have no vision, what are you trying to do? You know, you're just trying to maintain the status quo. Just try to keep things the way that they are. Now, I don't think as Christians, we want to be living that kind of a life. Now, you don't want to be trying to maintain a status quo with the devil. Now, just hoping things stay that they are. Hope things don't get any worse. You know, I'm really busy in my life, because Satan doesn't want to keep the status quo in your life. He has his ambitions. He has his purposes as well. So it's so important to have initiative. It's so important to be going forward as a believer. Now, you don't want to be flat-footed. You know, you want to be standing there saying, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? That's not what you want to be in a battlefield. You're very vulnerable on a battlefield. You want to know your aim. You want to know your objective. And that's going to allow you now to use your resources properly now. Use your skills. Use the different facilities that are available to you, the weapons you've got. Use the resources that you can call in, because you know this is my objective. This is my aim. So you're focused on something. Vision gives you momentum. Amen. You see, once you've got a vision, you have momentum now. Your life is now moving forward. You're progressing. You're walking with God. You know, you're not just standing still. Once Nehemiah caught the vision, what a change it brought inside of his life. Now, all of a sudden, he had a momentum. Now, all of a sudden, everything that he was doing was towards a certain cause. Gathering the resources, winning the favor of the king, all of his prayers. You know, everything was focused down a certain line. And that's very spiritually healthy. Yeah, and vision now really, it's because it's revelation. Satan doesn't really know what to do with a person when they've got a vision. Because things, he gets taken by surprise all the time, because it's a revelation to you. So you really want that. They say on the master principle of war, that when there's clarity, now when it's clear, whatever your vision or your purpose is, clarity provides effectiveness and efficiency. Yeah, otherwise you're very inefficient as a believer. Now let me try this. You know, you get your Bible. Let me read this today. Ah, well, it's not really interesting. You open up something else. You get to the end of the time. Oh, I need to go to work. Nothing's really been achieved in what you, even in your prayer. Now sometimes you just go round and around and around in prayer. But when you've got a vision, like Nehemiah, when you see there's something that the Lord's calling you to, my, now your prayers are going to be focused. You know, now everything you do, like I say, the things you listen to, the things you read, the things you fellowship around, even the people you fellowship with, it's not just going to be random anymore. Now, everything is aiming towards a certain goal. That's why it's really important for us to have a vision. It might be so simple. Yeah, your vision may be so simple in the Lord, but the Lord's simplicity is still powerful. So to somebody else, it'll seem to be very simple, but to you, it's very powerful. Because that vision gives you an initiative. Now, when you're getting up in the morning, now there's a difference. You know, you're not getting up as an aimless person. You're getting up with an objective. Now, you're coming to the end of the day when there comes time for prayer and all of that. Now, you're really ready to look forward to those kind of times. Because there's something very, very powerful about a vision. No, we don't want to be aimless people. We want to be, imagine if we could get into this year like Simeon and Anna. You know, it says about Simeon that the Holy Ghost was upon him. Yeah, he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. Amen. When he woke up in the morning, Simeon, you know, he had an expectation now. He was expecting something. Could this be the day? Now, when he had come, he knew what he was looking for. He knew what the Lord had told him that he was going to achieve. Anna the prophetess, because she stayed in the temple day and night, serving the Lord with fasting and prayer, the Holy Ghost was upon her. You know, so she also had a clear vision. She was waiting now also for the hope of Israel, for the consolation of Israel. And that's why the Lord could lead them at that time to come into the temple, just at the time that the promise was being fulfilled. You know, they had a focus. You know, they knew. If you asked, you say, Simeon, what is it? How is your walk with the Lord? What is God saying to you? He said, no, the Lord, he spoke to me. I'm going to see the Messiah. You know, what is your aim? What is your objective? I'm just waiting for that day. You know, he really knew what it is that he was supposed to do. Because expectation is an important thing. You know, to have an expectation. Expectancy, expectation is a looking forward to or waiting for something. Amen. You know, so you're looking forward to something. You're waiting for something. You're under an expectation. That's a healthy life, to be under an expectation. So we'd like to be like that. But let's say you're saying, I don't have a vision. Yeah, how do I find a vision? How do I get a vision for this year that lays before? Let's just look at Nehemiah chapter 1. Let's have a look at how did Nehemiah get into the process of the vision. You'll find it's exactly the same thing with Daniel as well. You know, it's the same principle that the prophet teaches us. You know, I just have here the spoken word shalom, which is the prophet's New Year's message, yeah? Shalom. And you know, normally we've spoken of it so many times, but he speaks about God's program being a symphony. Yeah, and you've got to get into the spirit of the composer. You've got to find where you are in the sheet music. You've got to find what part am I to play in this great symphony. And I think it's really exciting being in an orchestra when you know who you are. You know where you are on the page. You know it's coming up my time, and then you play the part you're supposed to play. You know the people that are accompanying you at that time. But imagine sitting in an orchestra and you don't know where you are on the page. You don't know where you are in the sheet music. You're not exactly sure what time you're supposed to come in. No, that's no vision. That's why he's saying to get in the spirit of the composer. So you know every beat. You can say, I can see it's almost time. The Lord wants me to do this. So it's almost time for us to do that. So Nehemiah, when he doesn't have a vision at first, but to renew your vision or to receive a fresh vision, it always starts with prayer. You know, there's no other way that you're going to ever receive a vision. It always starts with prayer. Yeah, we'll see it as we go. And he says, when he heard about what was happening at Jerusalem, he started to pray. And the verse I like is verse 6. He says, let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now day and night for the children of Israel, thy servants. And I confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. Now, there's going to be something that caused you to lose the vision. So if you want the vision renewed, you've got to make those things right first. That's why you'll find Daniel the same. Go and read Daniel 9. Go and read the prayer of Daniel before the vision broke to him. Before Gabriel came down and touched him, a supernatural touch, and says, I've come to give you skill in understanding. Consider the matter and understand the vision. And now Daniel's life was transformed. Now he had a clear vision. He saw right to the end of the age. He saw the 70 weeks of Daniel. He saw everything from there. But it started with Daniel humbling himself in prayer, confessing his sins and the sins of his fathers. Because friends, heaven is always full of vision. The Holy Ghost is always full of vision. So when we lose the vision, it's because we've allowed other things to come into our lives. You know, we've allowed other things to dilute the vision. We've got ourselves caught up in our own personal visions. And we've done this, that, and the other. And if you want to get back into focus in the divine vision, the first thing we need to do is like Nehemiah, we need to come before the Lord and say, but Lord, you know, I want to serve you, but I'm asking you, please, please forgive me. Amen. Yeah, forgive me and forgive your people. Even Brother Wilmore was speaking about it at New Year's meeting. You know, about one of the great ways of losing the vision is not to be in the line of duty. Amen. You know, and that's one thing. If you want to renew your vision this year, now you need to come before the Lord and say, but Lord, I want to line up with your word. Now, when the children of God gather in the house of God for prayer meeting, whenever I possibly can, I'm going to be there. Amen. You know, you can't expect the Lord to make your vision so clear. Now, to make the vision, his purpose, his redemptive purpose for your life clear when we're not doing the things that we need to do. And that's why in each of these times, you can read it, Isaiah in the temple when he needed the renewal of the vision. Now, he had lost the vision. How did he lose the vision? He was looking at the wrong things. He was too much buddy-buddy with King Uzziah, easy life in the palace. And the Lord had to allow Uzziah to die. And that's when Isaiah came. The first thing he had to do, he had to confess his sins. Amen. And that's the first thing you're going to find here. The renewal of the vision is always three things. It's confession, it's cleansing, and it's commission. Like with Isaiah, the prophet says, first came the confession, woe is me, Lord. I'm asking you to use me for your glory, but what have I been using these lips for? Amen. You know, I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people. He had to come first and repent of that. Because the Lord wanted to use him. The Lord wanted to renew the vision, but he needed to clean out, purge the leaven. Get rid of the things now that have hindered the vision. Because no matter, the Lord might come and start dealing with you on the vision again tonight. But if you don't repent and forsake the things that have taken us from the vision, those same things are still in our life going to take us from the vision again. So why should the Lord come and make the vision clear? The Lord will be saying, no, you'll be bringing that anointing of conviction. Bring in the spirit of prayer and supplication like he did to each of these people, Daniel, Nehemiah, Isaiah. And then you start seeking the Lord and saying, but Lord, I want to walk with you. I want your things to be clear, like Nehemiah's praying here. But he first realizes where there's no vision, something's come in the way of the vision. So I need to confess. And the Bible says, if we confess and forsake our sins, God is just to forgive us. Now that's the thing, it's that forsaking of sin. It's looking inside of your life and say, okay, what is hindering me from having a real clear vision of what the Lord wants for my life? Yeah, and I can't answer that for you, can't answer that for me. And it may not be clear to you yet. It wasn't clear maybe to Nehemiah at first, but he went through a process. And that process started with prayer, with sincere seeking the face and the mind of God. To say, Lord, what is your purpose at this junction? But he realized, Lord, first, I've got to come and apologize first. Now, Lord, I've been so busy in my job, or Lord, I was so much trying to please the king. Who knows what he's trying to make right here? That's personal. Each of us have those things inside of our lives. But he was willing. He said, Lord, I'm willing to lay anything aside if you will just renew the vision. If you'll show me what should be done here for Jerusalem. The walls are broken down. The people are in reproach. Lord, I'm praying for your holy city. Lord, I'm praying for your servants. But Lord, I'm coming to confess my sins and the sins of my father's house. I'm coming to confess to you the sins of your people Israel. Amen. And friends, that you can never, ever expect. You know, Bartleman in Azusa Street said, early on in the revival, the Holy Ghost gave me the key to revival. He says, the depth of the revival is directly proportional to the depth of the repentance. He says, if the repentance is shallow, the revival is shallow. It doesn't last long. But when people really come, now repentance doesn't just mean, you know, you've sinned against Lord, this, that, and the other. Repentance means you're coming with a sincere heart before the Lord. Say, Lord, teach me, Lord. Search me, Lord. Even in my sincerity, have I been allowing things to encroach? Lord, in my sincerity, have I been going down the wrong path? You know, it's that sincere seeking of God, coming with an open heart to say, Lord, I want to worship you. I want to glorify your name this year. I want to be fruitful because you said, in this is my Father glorified when you bring forth much fruit. Lord, I want to bring forth fruit for your glory. I want to bring forth your fruit in your season. Search me, Lord. What is it inside of my life here, Lord, that is hindering this? What has come in the way? You know, what is hindering this vision inside of my life? So it always starts like that. It starts with a confession. It starts with coming before the Lord sincerely in prayer and laying these things upon the altar and just being honest and open before the Lord. And like we said, the use of the altar, saying, Lord, I'm willing by your grace, if you will meet me here, I'm willing to lay anything you show me on the altar. No matter even if it's my son Isaac, I'm willing to pay that price. If that's an idol inside of my life, you know, I'm willing to bring, no matter how painful, if my right hand offends me, Lord, I'm willing to cut it off. If this is the thing that's hindering me from the walking in the vision for this year, you know, of really walking with you. Now, friends, that's why it's up to us as individuals. If you really want to walk with God, you know, you'll really follow that step. No, we'll come in prayer, not just starting tonight, but now we need to come before the Lord on a regular basis to come and say, Lord, like Nehemiah did. It wasn't just the work of a day. It wasn't just the work of 2 days. But as he started to confess his sins and the sins, he says in verse 7, we have dealt very corruptly against thee. Yeah? And have not kept the commandments, nor statutes, nor the judgment which you commanded your servant Moses. It's like us saying, but Lord, you sent us a prophet in this day, and he told us all of these things. We shouldn't do this. We shouldn't do that. Now, he instructed us, but Lord, we've allowed so many of these things to start coming in. Amen. Now, Lord, we haven't obeyed your commandments. Amen. Lord, we've relaxed on a lot of these things. No, we've watched things we shouldn't watch. We read things we shouldn't read. We, you know, spend our time in ways that we shouldn't really spend our time. And then we wonder where the vision has gone. So the first thing we need to do is come back to it and say, but Lord, you know, the vision always accompanies the word. Because you know, the vision and the word, they're one and the same thing. So you need to line yourself back up with the word. And we need to purge out those things that are not part of the word. Those things that creep in, that little fox that comes and spoils the vine. And like I said, it may be as simple as being in his house on a Friday night. Yeah, because it's hard to understand a person who could be in the house of the Lord and you stay home, that God's going to visit you very much and give you a vision. Amen. Because you're not listening to his commandments that he gave us in the word. Amen. You know, when it says, forsake not the assembling of one another together. Amen. But even more so as you see the day approaching. We need to be like Nehemiah, Lord, I am not keeping your word. Amen. You might have been unfaithful on your tithes. Amen. You might have been unfaithful in offering. You might have been unfaithful in witnessing for the Lord. Amen. In this year gone by, you might have, like I say, allowed your job to take extra overtime and all those, like Brother Wilmore was saying the other day. And you need to look inside of your life and say, but Lord, is my life in the simplicity? Am I doing what I can do? Because you'll do the things I can't do, but am I doing the things that I'm supposed to do? You know, it's that one there of purging the leaven. You know, I'm really searching to see what is the influence, because leaven speaks of influence. What is the wrong influence inside of my life? Leaven is a corrupting influence. And once it gets in, it corrupts the whole lump. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. It starts infiltrating in your attitude, affecting your prayer life, affecting your reading of the word. It starts affecting your coming to the house of the Lord. Now, if you really want a clear vision, we need to be like Nehemiah. We need a time now at the beginning of this year that anybody is seeking a renewed vision, and us as a church seeking his vision for this year, we need to spend some time. We need to set aside some portions of time at the beginning of this year to seek the Lord. Amen. And to humble ourselves before the Lord, first of all. You know, to say, but Lord, how can we ever expect you to do great things in our midst when, you know, I have unforgiveness against brother so-and-so, and I've never made it right. Or now I've spoken against sister so-and-so, and I never went and made that right. It's all that practical repentance. Now, these are the things that really set you on the way back to getting a fresh vision, to getting your vision renewed. By saying, like verse 7, we have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept thy commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which you commanded thy servant Moses. Oh, friends, you know, it would be so nice to come like Brother Lubanza did the year before and come and preach Happy New Year. But I really do believe this is the basis of a really happy new year. Now, if you really want a prosperous year, if you want this year to be different than last year, if we had started off properly, and I was just looking at today to say, but at each of these junctions in time, when the Lord gave the vision, it was always the same approach. You know, it was always the same. The first the people came sincerely seeking the Lord. Now, I don't believe Nehemiah was an open sinner. He wasn't. He was a good man. You know, he was a real man of God, but he started to search his life and he started to find, Lord, I'm sorry for my attitude there. Lord, I'm sorry. I used to get up in the morning and I used to love reading your word, but when's the last time I got up and I read your word? Lord, I used to love to gather together with the saints in prayer at the all-night prayer meetings, but when is the last time that I went for the all-night? And you'll start looking and you'll start seeing in your life that, oof, I've allowed things to creep in. And the Lord just lays it upon Nehemiah and says, Nehemiah, come and seek me. I want to give you a very powerful vision for this year. And you have a very powerful purpose that I want you to fulfill for my kingdom and for my people. But the first thing that you need to do, you need to come and humble yourself before me. You need to come and submit yourself and spend some time with me. And let me speak honestly to you about the condition of your spiritual life. Yeah. And the Lord doesn't do it as the judge. He encourages us in that. Amen. He always does. He knows how to encourage us. He knows how to correct us. And you start dealing with the Lord. And straight away when you set your heart to seek him, he starts to quicken you. And then you start getting encouraged. And he says, is this not good? If you wanted to keep going, let's start dealing with this now. Amen. Lay this aside. Let's stop spending your time on these things. Amen. You know, fast from social media for the month of January, whatever that it's Amen. Going to be. Yeah, each of us know whatever it is that creeps in now and dilutes when there's some momentum, when you're starting to get some initiative, when spiritual things are starting to become clear again, and then you find, you allow other influences to come in. You know, you've got to be honest with yourself, friends. I've got to be honest with myself at the beginning of this year. If we really, really want the Lord to give us a clear vision for this year, this is the approach we need to take. Look in Daniel chapter 9, just exactly the same thing. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. Daniel being one of the mightiest men in the Bible. You know, such a man of God, a man greatly beloved, the Bible says. But look, when he now starts to pray, when he's at that junction and the vision's not clear to him anymore, he doesn't know what to do at this junction. He knows the time has come, but what am I supposed to do? Verse 3, Daniel 9. And I set my face unto the Lord God, to seek by prayer and supplication. You see, if you want a vision, this is where it always has to start. Amen. You have to set your face. That means determination. Yeah? That's perseverance. I've set my face to seek the Lord. You know, it's not just, okay, let me just go and pray at the prayer meeting. Maybe I'll feel better. No. It's setting your face means I'm going to pray until. If he doesn't answer me today, I'm going to seek him tomorrow. Amen. If he doesn't answer me tomorrow, I'm going to be seeking him on Sunday. If I haven't heard yet on Sunday, then Monday. Imagine Daniel being an old man, 80-something years old. He goes 21 days without eating any pleasant food. Because he's desiring to understand the vision. That's in chapter 10. Here he is in chapter 9. I love these characters because I say, wow. You know, and none of us here are busier than Daniel was. None of us are the prime minister of the kingdom. I mean, none of us, we might say, I'm so busy I can't seek the Lord. Well, Daniel managed to find time in a very busy schedule to set his face to seek the Lord. So he's showing us here, like Nehemiah being the king's cupbearer, the right-hand man to the king, trusted man in the presence of the king, he's showing us the way. So he starts to pray, and he says in verse 4, and I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession. It always starts with that. I made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and them that keep his commandments, we have sinned and have committed iniquity. Not only did we transgress, miss the mark, sin, but we did things which we know we shouldn't have done. Or we didn't do things we know we should have done. That's what iniquity is. Iniquity is something that you choose to do. You know it's wrong, and you still do it. Or you know it's wrong, and you don't do it. So you're saying, we sinned, and we've committed iniquity against you. He says, and have rebelled. Wow. Hey. We've rebelled. You know what? We can be, as believers, we're very good at being polite rebellers against the word. We'll never ever say, no, I'm not going to do that. When Brother Wilmer comes and preaches, we'll just say, yeah, true, amen, amen. We just don't do it. That's still rebelling against the word.
Amen.
Yeah, when the word is clear to you and you see what the word is requiring of you, and you just don't do it. It might be done passively, it might be done politely. Yeah, you might do it as a gentleman or a gentlewoman, but it's still rebellion.
Amen.
Oh, friends, that's really rebellion. When the word is clear to you. Now, it's not what Brother Wilmer says, what I say, but it's what the scripture, go and read. What does the scripture ask us to do?
Amen.
Especially on being faithful in your post of duty, friends. It's one of the most important things you can ever do inside of your life. Is be faithful in the line of duty, because God has made covenant promises to meet you in the line of duty.
Amen.
He's bound himself, like Brother Manx showed us, by an oath, by two immutable things, and that God cannot lie, that he will bless you in the line of duty. He'll deliver you in the line of duty. He'll meet you in the line of duty. He'll provide all of your needs according to his riches in glory, if you're just faithful in the simplicity to him. Just so simple. And that's why he's confessing and he's saying, oh Lord, we've sinned. Even at the end of verse 5, even by departing from thy precepts and thy judgments. Verse 6, neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets. Exactly the same as Nehemiah. Lord, we haven't listened to your servants. You know, the prophets, they came.
Amen.
A New Testament preacher is a prophet. Yeah, the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. That's what the prophet said. New Testament preaching, anointed, inspired preaching is prophecy. You know, so when the word comes our way, in the word there's cleansing. In the word is quickening. In the word is the renewal of a vision. But you've got to accept that word. You say, but when the word comes and then you push it off or you divert yourself away from it, it's not surprising there's not enough quickening in your life.
Amen.
It's not surprising that you lose the vision, because it still comes through the Lord speaking to you. And first he starts speaking to you about, hey, Greg, let's sort out some of these things that have come in.
Amen.
Then once you do that, okay, Greg, let's go deeper now. Let me start speaking to you about the potential in color.
Amen.
Greg, do you know there's somebody living next to you? You'll have a dream. You dream of a certain person. Go on the street on Tuesday, speak to the... You see, he can now start speaking to you about the things he always wanted to speak to you about, but he can't get there without first saying, hey, I don't want to do this, but let's deal with these things first. Let's get these things out of the way so we can get to the main point,
Amen.
Which is the vision, which is the divine purpose, which is you and me working in partnership in 2023.
Amen.
That's really what the Lord wants us to do. But you'll find every single time it's the same. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings and so forth. And then he continues. Look in verse 9. To the Lord our God belongs mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which is set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law. My word. Even by departing that they might not obey your voice. And then he goes on and then he comes right to the end. Verse 19. O Lord, hear. O Lord, verse 19. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do.
Amen.
Defer not for thine own sake, O
Amen.
My God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name.
Amen.
Okay? Now, friend, that kind of an approach is going to get a response every day of the week.
Amen.
It's not possible. What does God desire? A contrite heart, yeah?
Amen.
Is that not what he wants?
Amen.
You know, a heart that trembles at his word. That's what the Lord wants. You to be contrite inside of your heart. You know, to be sorrowful, to be tender-hearted. That when the Lord speaks, Lord, sorry, I'm guilty. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't realize I've gone that far, Lord. But you're right, Lord. You're right. That's all that he wants. And as soon as he does it, verse 20, and while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel,
Glory.
Whom I'd seen in the vision at the beginning,
Amen.
Being caused to fly swiftly, he touched me. Friends, here came a touch. Heaven opened now again to the man. Here comes a supernatural. He's touched by an angel.
Amen.
That's quickening power, friends.
Amen.
Wow, now he starts feeling a quickening power. He touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And he informed me and talked with me. Oh, friends, now the Lord's going to start talking to you again.
Amen.
Hey, It's personal now. And he talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, at the beginning of your supplications, the moment you humbled yourself, at the beginning of your supplications, the commandment came forth, and I've come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. That's where the vision comes from. It's always confession and then cleansing, and then the commission comes. The vision comes fresh once again. Now, we can't bypass any of those steps. Now, we've got to first see in the mirror, what is it that needs to change inside of my life? Confession. Then cleansing. Now, the Lord's going to quicken you. He's going to send the power of sanctification inside of your life. As you start responding to the word, he's going to quicken you now. You're going to start seeing the effects, and that's going to quicken you to get rid of the other things that are still in the way. Now, you want to get away. You can see, you can feel it in your soul. Oh, my. This is good. I haven't felt like this for a long time inside of my spiritual experience. Imagine if I keep following the Lord like this, where this is going to end up. Amen. And that's the incentive inside of your spiritual life. God quickens you and rewards you because he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Even in a measure, and that makes you now want to just push to say, no, no, no. I don't want these things to hold me back anymore. And then you get to that stage. The Lord says, okay, now, Nehemiah, you are the man. Whom shall I send and who will go for us? I need someone to go down there to repair those breaches in Jerusalem. I mean, the people, who shall I go? Who will go for us? And Nehemiah is now ready. Jeremiah, Lord, send me. Amen. Now he's got the vision. Now when the king asks him, okay, Nehemiah, what is it that you're asking for? Letters to the keeper of the king's forest. Can't you send me letters to the governors across the river that'll keep me safe until I get there? Yeah. Give me all the resources. No problem. How much time do you need? And I named him a number of days. He had a clear vision now. So when he gets down there to Jerusalem, here's a man who comes on a mission. Nehemiah is a man of vision. Now his vision is clear. He knows his objective. He knows what he's there for. And that's what you find in the Bible. You know, it might be as simple as Hannah in the temple, going to church like we say every day, and she just, nothing was really changing. A good sister. But that day when she went, her approach, her sincerity, it starts in prayer. The Lord now spoke to her, and now she received a redemptive revelation. Now she became a woman of vision. When she left that place, she knew, I'm not just a daughter of whatever tribe that I'm of. Daughter of Levi, whatever it was. But God has a purpose for my life. Now there's something God has raised me up to fulfill. Yeah, and she went away from there. Now she had a vision for her life. I'm going to bring forth the prophet of the Lord. Yeah, and this is what the Lord was expecting of me. Go and look through the Bible. You'll find it's the same thing. Amen. So friends, as we start the year, the best way is to start it in prayer. Amen. If you're looking for a renewal of vision, or you're looking for a fresh vision, or you're looking to the Lord to give you the vision for the year. Amen. I don't see any other way scripturally to start. I think we just bypassing the God's provided way of approach. But God has one way of approach, and this is his way of approach. As for me, as for you, I'm sure you feel the same as me. You desire the vision to be clear. I think of Paul when he was trying to find the vision. You know, yeah, he's a man of God. He goes into Asia, tries to preach in Bithynia, tries to preach in Phrygia, and the Holy Ghost forbids them. And he starts saying, what's going on? Then he tries going to another place and whatever, and then the Holy Ghost wouldn't allow them there. And then finally, he must have got sincere before the Lord and said, Lord, please, I want to serve you, but I want to serve you your provided way. What is it you expect of me at this time? Then came the Macedonian vision. Then a man of Macedonia spoke to him and stood before him in a vision of the night and said, come on over to Macedonia and help us. And now Paul knew, hey, the Lord's calling us. That's where he wants us to be. They get on the boat, they cross. Down they go to Philippi. Now starts a new work. Now starts a new church. Now comes the Philippian jailer. Now comes Lydia. Yeah. Now that started the work, but he must have been seeking the Lord to say, Lord, I'm trying to serve you here and there, but it seems you're not really getting anywhere. What is your vision for this time? And then he had the Macedonian vision, the Macedonian call. Oh, friends, don't you want a Macedonian call? You may be like the prophet before he met the angel in the cave. You know, God is working in my life, but I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And then he went to seek the Lord. He told his wife, I'm not coming back until I meet God. You know, you've set your face to seek the Lord your God. And then the angel comes down. Now the vision unfolds before him. You'll pray for kings. You'll pray for potentates. You'll take this gift of healing to the nations of the world. He says, I came back a new man. Amen. He wasn't just Brother Branham. He was now a man of vision. He knew the vision. He knew what God was expecting of him. You know, he knew his aim now. He knew his objective, knew how to use the resources properly. He had all of those things in focus when he came from that place. So I'd say today, friends, we should start the process. If you inside of your heart are desiring the renewal of the vision or a fresh vision or a vision for 2023, let's come before the Lord sincerely in prayer. And let's be like Daniel. Let's be like Nehemiah. Let's set our faces to seek the Lord. And then on Sunday, we'll speak a little bit about more, a little bit about it, how we just keep the thing going a little bit at the beginning of the year to pray for the church, to pray for the vision of the church, vision of the Sunday school, vision of evangelism, vision of a new building, whatever it is that the Lord has for us. But I would say, friends, we've got to get first things first. We've got to come before the Lord, and we've got to come and make confession before the Lord. To say, Lord, I'm really, really sorry for these things which I've allowed. Lord, I'm sorry for the things that I've said. Lord, I'm sorry for the things I knew you wanted me to do, but I didn't do them. You know, Lord, I'm sorry for getting the wrong objectives in some, my priorities wrong. Lord, I just want to come back to you. I want this to be a year once again that I walk in your divine vision. And it'll be the same as with Daniel from the moment that you first set your heart to seek the Lord. Gabriel said, your prayer was heard, and I've been sent to come and give you skill and understanding. So consider the matter and understand the vision. And then the vision broke before the prophet, and now he was a man of vision once again. He knew what it is that God wanted him to do. So let's stand, saints. Let's ask Brother Vlad to come and lead us in one song. And then let's come before the Lord. Whatever the Lord has spoken to your heart, whichever way the Lord's leading you, let's put this petition before the Lord. Let's seek his face. Let's sing that one. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, yeah?
Lord of harvest, sweetly calling, you will go and work for me today. You will breathe.
Oh, Father, just, Father, pardon us, Lord. The waves of time, Lord Savior, pardon us, Lord. as we, Lord Savior, pray, oh God, you are open unto us, Lord. Father, I believe, Lord Savior, every brother, every sister, Lord Savior, that takes this word, Lord Savior, that takes it to heart, Lord Savior, we'd all come, Lord Savior, to one vision, Lord Savior, one purpose, one plan, Lord Savior. Oh Father, it could be, Lord Savior, rather, Lord Savior, oh God, Lord, in his place, Lord, Father, Lord Savior, doing your word, it could be, Lord Savior, oh, a preacher, Lord Savior, in his place, Lord Savior, fulfilling, Lord Savior, his calling, Lord Savior. We just ask your grace, Lord, even upon this time, we ask your direction, Lord, even upon this time, Lord Savior, let it not just be another year, let it not just be even another prayer meeting, Lord, let it be, Lord Savior, one with a difference, Lord, one, Lord Savior, Father, with a purpose, Lord, let it be a special one, Lord Savior. That all God, we would say, Lord Savior, oh, that if we went to that service, Lord, part of the beginning of Lord Savior, this earth, we transcended or broke through, Lord, to another service. Oh God, we ask your grace, Lord. Oh God, we ask your grace, Lord Savior. Oh, just Lord Savior, be patient, please. Lord Savior, mercy to our church, Lord, even upon this time, Savior. Lord, if we pray like this, Lord, what for our children? What for our Savior? The young Lord Savior. What for our Savior? Oh, the youth, Lord. We ask for your grace, Lord. Father, we want, Lord Savior, oh, bless your Savior. And our prayers, Lord, may not be empty, Lord. And our prayers may be, Lord Savior, not, Lord Savior, keep it by weather, not hidden, Lord Savior, by your Savior, the dark, the Lord Savior, even Lord Savior, be here. Lord Savior, what so purpose, Lord, Father, to give unto me, Lord Savior, that Lord Savior, which you, Lord Savior, oh God, ordained, Lord Savior, us, Lord, that we may live our lives, Lord, graciously, Lord, and holy, Lord Savior, oh, truly, Lord, give you, Lord Savior, oh, that is my God, lead us, Lord, we pray, even upon this time, Lord Savior, oh, Father, let us be people, Lord Savior, that Lord Savior, let not be forgetful, but people, Lord Savior, that would take, Lord Savior, this word on our heart, Lord Savior, and we meditate, let me, Lord Savior, take it, Lord, Father, to our closets, Lord. Father, Lord, and just continue, my Lord Savior. Loving to be, Lord Savior. Oh, we will break through, Father, Lord Savior, to realms unknown, Lord, places unknown, Lord Savior. Oh, God, we ask your grace, Lord, that I may have my own vision, Lord. But what is thy vision, Lord Savior? What is your vision for me, Lord Savior? That is what, Lord Savior, we would desire. Lord Savior, not Lord, our own Lord Savior goals, but thy goal, thy purpose, Lord Savior. What would you have me do, Lord Savior? Oh, we would say, Lord Savior, oh, precious Savior, like our time, woe is me, Lord Savior, when you transcend even to that place, you say, Lord, send me, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, Lord, we would hear, Lord, the call, we would hear, Lord Savior, thy purpose, Lord, we would hear thy vision, Lord Savior. You would, Lord Savior, beckon unto thee for thee to send us, Lord.
Closer, even unto thee, Lord Savior. Oh God, we ask your grace.
Father, begin to do. And we need to be, Lord Savior. And we just keep up, Lord Savior. And then this way, Lord Savior. We will, Lord Savior, reply and get through, Lord Savior. By the Lord, through the first quarter, second, Lord. Lord, and fourth, Lord Savior. Oh, beloved Savior, lead us, Lord. Father, there are many things, Lord, that we desire in the natural, Lord Savior. But Lord, how, Lord Savior, the spiritual should come first, Lord. Father, the greatest thing, Lord, that we desire is just, Lord Savior. Father, the closeness, Lord Savior, to have, Lord, a purpose, Lord. Father, in this Lord Savior. Father, we look to thee, Lord, even upon this time, Savior. Oh, my God, we thank thee, oh God, for this opportunity, Lord. We thank thee, Lord, for this, Lord Savior. Oh, precious Savior, portal that Lord Savior has come to the open to us, Lord. And we come to Lord Savior, for Lord, Father, it won't be here. Oh, Father, always, Lord Savior, but once we have it, Lord, help us, Lord Savior, Father, to be disciplined, diligent, Lord Savior. Oh God, we're keeping up, Lord Savior. Even at home, Lord Savior, this is just, Lord, by the Lord Savior, a foretaste, Lord Savior, those prayers in the cross, Lord, a foretaste, Lord, even those victories, Lord, that we were done, Lord, in Lord Savior. Pray for him, Lord. Father, you know he's coming to us, Lord. You know, Lord, he's right, Lord Savior. Oh, God, that is, Lord Savior, given holy even unto thee. Father, I pray for him, Lord. Family, Lord Savior, I pray for his transport situation, Lord Savior. Bless him, Lord, I pray. Lord, his helping hands, Lord. Father, thou knowest them, Lord Savior. We pray for each and every one of them, Lord Savior. Come this Lord, as well. They have a part to play. Even in this work, Lord Savior, we pray. Your grace for them, Lord Savior. Leave them, kind them, Lord Savior. Feed them, Lord Savior. Feed us, Lord, come to me, Lord, and thy grace, Lord, Savior. Oh, that's Lord, Savior, let us pass. Lord, into the service, Lord, we pray. The Lord, then, Lord, Savior, and have the sound of heaven, Lord, Savior. We pray for our Father. Bless you, Lord, Savior, give him grace, give him mercy, Lord, even upon this time, Lord, Savior, remember, Lord, Savior. Oh, precious Savior, empty heart that is praying, Lord, Savior. Oh, God, believing, Lord, Savior. Oh, precious Savior, every chair has, Lord, Savior, a ministry, Lord. Every chair, Lord, has, Lord, Savior, a part to play. But Lord, if there's no one in the pew, oh God, how can the minister minister, Lord, Savior? We ask in your grace, Lord, give us all, Lord, Savior. Oh God, that one and all, Father, vision, Lord, Savior. That, Lord, Savior, we begin, Lord, Savior. Father, to watch, Lord, Savior, and those hearts of righteousness, Lord, God. Give us grace, Lord, that we be a praying people, Lord. That we be a people, Lord, Savior. That we bless, Lord, Savior. Oh God, Lord, Savior, that heaven of all is blessed. Give us a love, Lord Savior. Oh, God, Lord Savior, that your word speaks up, Lord Savior. Oh, that a divine love, Lord Savior, we pray. We bless you, we praise you. Guide us, Lord Savior, we ask. Even upon this time, shepherd us, my God, I pray. Even upon this time, Lord Savior. Thank you, Lord Savior, for your grace. Remember, Lord Savior, Father. James, Lord, his son, Lord Savior. And Lord, that I commit him unto thee. Thou knowest, Lord, his strength. Lord, we ask your grace. Touch him, Lord. Even upon this time, give deliverance, Lord. We think of, Lord, our brother, Lord Savior. And his flock, Lord, brother. George Martin, Lord Savior. We think of our brother. Lord, touch him, Lord Savior. Oh God, in the evening, oh, bless him, Lord Savior. That he be restored and delivered, Lord Savior, from his situation. Lord Savior, guide us, we pray, even upon this time, Savior. For all we want, Lord, is just, Lord, a step closer, Lord Savior. All we want, Lord Savior, oh God, is just, Lord Savior, a little, Lord Savior, higher. Walk, Lord Savior, with thee, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord Savior. And we thank you for this word, Lord, that has, Lord, ignited us again. Keep us, Lord, Father, that flame, let it, Lord Savior, constantly burn within us, Lord Savior. Let it be, Lord Savior. That would wake us up, Lord Savior, in the AMs, Lord Savior, to speak, Lord, even unto thee, Lord Savior, to come, Lord Savior, commune, Lord Savior, Father, intercede, Lord Savior, for Lord, that vision, Lord Savior, of us, Lord Savior, we pray. Father, guide us, Father, keep us, help us, oh God, we pray. Sustain us, direct us, Lord, to the promised land. We thank you for your presence.
Let's sing one chorus, Brother Vlad, before we come to the prayer request. Let's sing one song, one chorus. Then we put the prayer requests. Let's just sing that one. Show me the way. Oh Lord, show me the way. Me. Let's put these requests before the Lord. We'll ask Brother George to put the request before the Lord for us this evening. Let's remember Sister Julie. She has a very sore back. So we ask our brother, we'll agree together with him concerning that. Let's pray for Brother Max. Brother Max is going up early tomorrow morning to Belfast for a small procedure. It's just a maintenance just to make sure all is well with his prostate. So they're doing a biopsy just as part of this whole big check that he's been going. So that's why he's not here tonight, because they're traveling early in the morning with Sister Angel and Sister Comfort up to Belfast. So let's pray for the Lord to bless their journey and for all to be well in the name of Jesus. We want to pray for that. Let's pray for Brother Wilmore. He travels to Norway tomorrow for work, to go and work in a hospital in Norway. So we pray the Lord will bless his journey and bring him safely back and watch over his family while he's away. And let's not forget Brother George Martin. Amen. I think this week he had his last chemotherapy, so let's pray for him. He said he was just very weak. You know, it's really weakens you. And he said he's praying for his appetite back because he's lost a lot of weight. So let's pray for Brother George Martin and just for the weekend. And whatever else, brother, that the Lord lays upon your heart, let's come before the Lord and we'll agree together in prayer as Brother George puts these. Let's bow our heads.
Oh God, we come before thee, Lord, even yes, from this time.
Amen, Lord.
Oh Father, Lord, how can we, Lord, think that we are better than Daniel, Nehemiah, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego,
oh, Lord.
Jabez, those great men that prayed.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we have sins that we must confess.
Amen.
Lord, Father, we confess even this sin of our church. Amen. Lord, precious saviors, we hear it from time to time, forsaking the assembling of one another.
Oh, Lord.
Lord, this is an iniquity that has crept in unawares.
Yes, Lord.
And we confess that, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we are to blame. Forgive us. Pardon us, O God.
Amen.
Let us be a people, O God, Father, that would desire to be in your house, O
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Lord, let us be a people that would, Lord, Father, be outside the church like we found Brother Greg and Brother Jesse.
Yes,
Lord, Father, Lord, speaking to a locked door, O God.
Amen.
Father, let us be a people that would long for the church to open. And when,
yes,
Lord, the church doors would close, we would, Lord, Father, not go home, Lord. Father, give us, Lord, that first love that we once had.
Amen.
That, Lord,
yes,
Father, your house became, Lord, Father, a place that we love to be, O
Amen.
God. For, Lord, we think of the times that we've been here, Lord, and we've, Lord, brought down your spirit, O God, and
yes,
your presence comes
Amen.
Down. Lord, precious Savior, we don't want to leave the church, Lord. We stay
Amen.
For hours and hours, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, forgive us, Lord Savior, for slackness, Lord. Amen. Forgive us for idleness, Amen. Lord Savior. Oh, Father, idolizing the wrong things, Lord. Yes. Father, won't you forgive us for those sins, oh God.
Amen.
Father, for, Lord, those contacts that we shouldn't have, that we Amen. Have, oh God.
Yes,
speaking, Lord, to the wrong people, the wrong things, oh God.
Yes.
Lord, we confess those things Amen. Even upon this
yes,
time
Lord.
At
yes,
the beginning Lord. Of the year, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Oh, Father, oh, I could do something, Lord, that would bring down the spirit in the church.
Amen.
And then the pastor would be, Lord Savior, not able to reach the soul that was meant to be reached. Even upon that day or night, Lord, or Brother, Lord Savior, Wilmore, Brother Ellie, Brother Max, whoever's
yes.
preaching, Lord, they could have a strain, Lord, a blockage, Lord,
Amen.
Because of mine iniquities, oh God.
Yes.
Father, I come before thee, Lord, confessing, Lord, Father, Lord, and repenting, Lord Savior.
Yes.
Oh God, if there's anything, Lord, in our lives, in our homes, oh God, let us cleanse those things out.
Yes.
Let us purge those things Amen. Out, oh God, that, Lord, Father, we may start a new year afresh, oh God.
Yes.
For, Lord, we have been privileged, Lord. Many other people that never made it, Lord, past Lord Savior, oh God, the 1st of January 2023,
Amen.
Oh God.
Yes, Lord.
But you've given us this privilege, Lord. I don't think you've given it unto us to enrich ourselves,
oh
God, but you've given it unto us, Lord, that we'd continue, Lord Savior, this work, oh God.
Amen.
Father, forgive us, we pray. Pardon us, we pray, oh God. Even
yes.
as a church, Lord Savior. Oh, Father, we remember, Lord, when we used to be a church, that, Lord, Father, there'd be tears and crying and sweating.
Amen.
Lord, Father, in the prayer meetings, Lord,
Amen.
There'd be travail, Lord Savior. What example are we reflecting to our children? What example are we reflecting to the youth, oh God?
Yes.
Help us, Father, that, Lord, when we'd come again, Lord, Father, we'd come well prepared, oh God.
Jesus.
And we thank you, Lord, for this word. What a blessing. Let's start for the new year.
Amen.
Oh, Father, if we just take this word and we, oh, Father, oh, God, go through the first quarter, second, third, to the fourth, Lord. Start
Amen.
In prayer and end in prayer.
Yes.
What a blessed year we would have, oh, God.
Amen.
Lord, I believe the door for our new church would open up itself, Lord.
Amen.
I believe, Lord Savior, oh, Father, when the church got praying, oh, Father, the early church, more souls were saved, oh, God.
Amen.
But I believe you can't trust us, oh, God. With more souls, oh God. For we, Lord Savior, are diligent enough ourselves, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
Father, give us grace, Lord. Give us mercy, Lord. How many, Lord Savior, services are ministered, Lord? How many ministers will come, Lord, and preach, Lord Savior? And the world just goes over, Lord Savior.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
Not getting there, Lord Savior.
Amen.
It seems as though, Lord Father, the only one prepared is the minister on the pulpit, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Oh, Father, it's like we are in a dream, Lord Savior.
Amen.
We are in a chance, oh God. Awaken us, Lord Savior.
Yes.
Awaken that spirit within us, oh
Amen.
God. That it won't be just a duty, Lord. It
Amen.
Won't just be, Lord Savior. Oh Father, going through the notions, Lord. But
Amen.
It would be a reality again.
Yes.
Oh Father, you would be so real to us, oh God.
Amen.
You'd just be so pure to us, Lord.
Yes,
like in
Lord.
Days of old, oh
Hallelujah.
God. Oh Father, Lord, we don't know if we'd make it this year. But Lord Father, with the chance and the time and the opportunity you've given us, Lord,
yes.
we want to turn around, oh God. Lord, to make a full U-turn, Lord, from Lord Savior, all darkness, Lord, and
yes.
just turn to light, Lord Savior.
Amen.
We want you to show us the way. We want you to, Lord Savior, lead us from day to day, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Oh God, we want, Lord Savior, that when the ministers would preach, Lord, whether it's Lord Savior, the prayer meeting, Lord, whether
yes.
it's the Sunday school or
yes.
the main
yes.
service, Lord, when anyone would preach, Lord, Father, we would just be in unison with them, Lord. We'd be one with them, Lord.
Yes,
we'd be able
Lord.
To feel, Lord Savior, what they are feeling, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, we pray,
yes,
even upon this time, Savior.
Yes,
oh, let us pray like we've never did before.
Amen.
Let us travail like we've never did before.
Amen.
Let us
Lord.
Press into that presence, oh God.
Amen.
All those mighty men, like Daniel, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
They couldn't stop, Lord Savior.
Amen.
They went into that presence, oh God,
yes,
and never
Lord.
Came up until they got a result, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, we pray
yes,
that we'd have, Lord Savior, prayer meetings like that, Lord.
Yes.
We'd have prayer meetings, Lord.
Yes.
Where, Father, we'd go away having, Lord, championed, Lord, a brother or a sister, Lord
Amen.
Savior. Oh, Father, we think of, Lord Savior, our brethren, Lord, Brother Max, as he travels, Lord. Lord,
yes.
it's not a light thing, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, it's a heavy thing, Lord. Oh, God, he asked for prayer because
Amen.
He has confidence in us, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, what if, Lord Savior, Savior. Oh God, I was just to pray here and forget about it, Lord. Amen. Let us take these prayers into our closets, Lord.
Yes,
let us
Lord.
Lock ourselves in our closets, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Not an intercede until our brothers delivered, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Or pray like you'd want, oh Father, someone to pray for me.
Yes.
Oh, if I was in trouble, Lord Savior, yes, Lord. Undertake for Brother yes. Maxwell. Oh, give him grace, joining Mrs. Lord.
Amen.
Let him get the all clear, Lord Savior.
Amen.
For Lord, with you on the case, the doctor would find nothing wrong.
Amen.
The doctor would find him perfect, Lord
yes,
Savior.
Lord.
We pray your grace, Lord, for our brother. We pray for Sister Julie. Lord,
Amen.
A situation, yes, undertake, Lord. Oh God. Amen. You are God in all circumstances, Lord. Is there anything difficult for the Lord?
Amen.
You are able to solve every situation.
Amen.
Bless our sister, lift her up, Lord.
Yes,
she loves
Lord.
You, Lord Savior. She comes to your house, Lord.
Yes.
She wants to, Lord Savior, clean your church, Lord.
Amen.
She's fervent, Lord, in a commitment
yes,
unto thee, O God. Bless our sister.
Please,
bless
Lord.
Our brother, even as
Amen.
He travels, Lord Savior.
Hallelujah.
Bless Brother Wilmer, Lord. Give
yes,
him journeying mercies, O God.
Amen.
We take lightly, Lord, those flights to and fro.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Father, they are flights
Please,
that
Lord.
Never make their destination,
Amen.
O God. Give our brother grace, Lord.
Please,
Give him
Lord.
Journeying mercies,
Hallelujah.
Oh, we pray.
Yes.
Oh, you taught us, Lord. Father, Lord, last year when we seen our pastor, we were here just relaxing, Lord.
Yes.
But he was Lord Savior in the hospital, Lord Savior
yes,
God.
Amen.
Oh, we
Lord.
Take nothing for granted, Lord.
Amen.
Bless,
Amen.
Lord Savior, us as we go to and fro.
Please, Lord.
Keep us, Lord Savior, as we travel on these roads. As Brother Maxwell always says, we are not the only road users, Lord.
Amen.
There are other people, Lord Savior.
Yes.
And Satan can use those people. Father, shepherd us, Lord. Bless our brother George Martin, Lord.
Yes.
We still believe, Lord, he'll be here, Lord,
Please,
in this
Lord.
Church, ministering unto us, Lord.
Oh,
oh God, bring him again, we pray.
Please, Lord,
restore
yes.
strength, Lord. Whatever, Lord, Savior is needed, Lord. Restore our brother. Oh, he's full. Oh, God,
yes.
health, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
We ask even upon this time.
Hallelujah.
You have kept him thus far,
Amen.
For you still have work and use for him, oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless our brother, we pray,
Please,
even upon this time, Savior. And we long, Lord, Savior, for the day maybe Brother Eli or Brother Will would announce that we have our new building, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we long to get out of here.
Yes,
we long
Lord.
To get to a place, Lord. Oh, Father, that we'd call our own, Lord, Savior.
Yes, Lord.
And we are believing, Lord, Savior. Oh, it will happen, Lord, Savior. 2023 brings us closer to that time. We pray your grace, Lord. Bless our pastor, Lord, as well. Oh, Father, you know his situation with
yes,
his car.
Lord.
You
yes,
know what's
Lord.
Happening, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
We ask that you'd open that door.
Yes, Lord,
he needs that car Jesus, back, Lord,
Lord
Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, restore it back, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
Oh, Father. Give it back to him, Lord Savior.
Hallelujah.
That he'd be able to come with his whole family, Lord
yes,
Savior.
Lord.
Oh, he wants it for your service,
yes,
not
Lord.
For his service, oh God. Oh, guide us as we go. Keep us, Lord, in this year. Bless our youth, Lord Savior.
Yes,
Give them Lord. A closeness to thee. Give them that experience that they desire.
Amen.
Bless our children.
Yes,
Bless, Lord.
Lord
Savior, the families of the church.
Amen.
Bless the saints, oh God.
Amen.
Oh, let them, Lord Savior, get tired of looking through, oh Savior, that television or that, Lord Savior, computer through
Amen.
To the service, Lord.
Amen.
Bring them closer to us.
Yes,
Quicken
Lord.
Them, Lord Savior, that
yes.
we'd be one, Lord Savior, God.
Amen.
That this one, Lord Savior, would be no more. We'd just be in your house worshiping
Amen.
Thee, oh God.
Yes,
we bless Lord. Your name. We praise your name.
Amen.
And as we part, we ask for journeying mercies, O God,
Amen.
That we will hear that everyone is at home.
Yes.
We thank you. We love you, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for this first prayer meeting, Lord.
Amen.
What a launching pad you gave us
yes.
this day. Bless thank our you, pastor.
Lord.
Bless his family.
Amen.
Bless all the brethren. Bless
Amen.
Brother Eli. Lord,
Hallelujah.
His family, Lord, Savior.
Yes,
Restore
Lord.
Strength unto them for their long
Please,
journey.
Lord.
Bless Brother Wilmer, Lord, his family, Lord.
Amen.
Bless the saints. Bless every brother, every sister, Lord, Please. Savior. Oh, we
yes.
ask your grace, even upon
yes,
this time.
Lord.
Oh, quicken us, my God, I pray.
Yes,
Help
Lord.
Us in this year of 2023. That, Lord, we'd catch the fish that you desired for us to catch.
Yes.
We pray for Brother, oh, Greg, bless him, grant him Jenny,
Amen.
Mrs. Sister Aggie, grant them Jenny,
yes,
Mrs.
Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Keep us now, we pray. We thank you, we love you for this blessed opportunity
yes.
that we have, Lord. For we know that it'll come back, oh Father, when we get that sign that we'd have fulfilled all righteousness at this
yes.
time. Lead us now, shepherd us now. We thank you, we love you, and we ask of these things in that holy and blessed name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother George. God bless you, brother. God bless saints. I think it's a good prayer to go out with. Let's sing one as we dismiss whatever you have for us, Brother Vlad, and may the Lord grant us traveling mercies, each and every one, until we meet on Sunday by the grace of God. Amen. When are you back, Prabhu? Monday. Oh, good.
It's the old time Holy Spirit, and the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it, and it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion, and it's good enough for me. It will make me stop. It will save you when you're dying. It will start the devil flying. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. And it's good enough for me. It's so good, I want no other. Makes me love my brother, and it brings things from undercover, and it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. It's so good, I want no other. For it makes me love my brother, and it brings things from undercover, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion, and it's good enough for me. Oh, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, and it's good enough for me.